asked me if I was nude.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
I had something happen to me today that I've never had happen before.
Really?
I hope it doesn't happen again.
Oh, my gosh. Was this a traumatic event?
Not for me, but for the other person. I was on the phone with a woman I do business with occasionally. You know, she's a businesswoman. I can tell you where she works or what she does.
All right, so you know her.
Right. She's in the insurance business. I'm not going to tell you whether it's auto, home, or whatever. She's in the insurance business. She sells insurance.
Enough said.
Okay. And I have one of my policies with her. One of my many policies. I have tons of insurance.
I know you do, Tim. I know you
love insurance. I think everybody should have it.
You're always out in the market.
I'm very over-insured.
My uncle used to call himself insurance poor. And, you know, I used to say, Uncle John, how come you guys didn't come to Disney World with us? And he'd say, Brian, I'm insurance poor.
Bought too much, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, worked out. God bless him, though. He died young and his wife is fine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Anyway, so I'm doing business with this woman, and I'm talking about a policy here, and we're trying to establish a rate for the next year. You know, it's the new year. It's time to pay up. And she says, hold on one second. I said, all right.
How long are you on the phone before she puts you on hold, if I may ask?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
And she's a nice lady. I mean, I've been doing business with her for maybe 4 years.
Oh, she's like family.
Well, I wouldn't say that. So she comes back on the phone, and Rick, you're not going to believe this, she's crying.
No.
Yes.
She's crying on the phone?
On the phone.
And she's at work?
Yes.
Whoa, selling insurance. I mean, God dang it. I don't care what happened. I don't care what came in on the other line. You know, it's better. You know, don't go back to the phone that Tim Conway Jr. is on. Just don't go back to the phone and have a coworker handle that. Whoa, do you cry at work? Or maybe you've got a coworker who likes to sit there and just cry on the phone. That's unbelievable. 61 D's Grease.
All right, so I'm on with this chick, and she comes back, and she's crying.
You can tell right away, or she's trying.
Oh, yeah, no, she's like, oh, my God. I said, what happened?
Oh, God.
And she said, my son, there was the principal, my son's at school, uh-huh. He's gotten in trouble. I said, I'm sure he'll be fine. She says, no, they called the cops. So I didn't ask what it was. I said, all right, well, so I said, go deal with that. And call me later.
Good answer. Good way to handle it, Tim.
And I think she wanted more.
Oh, she wanted you to console?
No, because you know what she said to me? I go, answer that. I said, go deal with that. Leave work or go whatever you do. Go deal with that. Call me later. This isn't that important. And she says, well, ever since his father left, he's been such a terrible kid in school. I said, go deal with it. Go deal with it. Go.
Right.
Go
deal with it. You're trying to wrap it up, and she's trying to give you history. Oh,
yeah. And I don't want to be the guy who has to, you know, settle that dispute.
And was she, we have audio here. Is this her? She's heaving. She's almost like.
Yeah, it sounds like Danny Bonaducci. Oh, boy.
Did she sound like Bonaducci when she started to cry?
Yeah, a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't deal with people. I don't deal well with people crying. I really don't.
Yeah, on the phone. Well,
it's disarming.
I've busted up on the phone with you a few times.
And yeah, you've cried to me on the phone.
Yeah, and
you always had like real legitimate reasons.
And you like to kind of clear the line, though.
No!
I am not good with it at all. No. I really am not.
You know, I had a conversation once with Slammin' Sammy Phillips, who works here.
And she's crying?
She busted up.
Uh-oh.
And
how long did that last?
She kept going, and I talked to her. I talked her through it.
How long were you on the phone with Sam Phillips? Because you like to talk, and she loves to talk.
Well, she likes to talk more than I do. Actually, I have to end. You know how, like, with you and me, or with you and I don't know. It'd be, you know, in English.
Doesn't matter,
dude.
You have to end the calls with me because I like to talk more than you do on the phone.
I don't. I have to end them several times.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Like four times.
Okay, so with Sam, it's like I'm you and she's me.
Ah.
I have to wrap it up.
I'm joined at your groin.
And you know how I start wrapping it up?
How?
I tell the guy he's a stud. I go, all right, dude, you're a major stud.
Right.
That's the first one.
I know that. Yeah, I've
the
heard
second
that.
One is, all right, buddy, well, you're a major stud, and I'll catch you later. The third one is, dude, I got to go.
Right. I understand that.
And the fourth one is just...
Sometimes what you do is you insult, and then I just hang up.
That's happened a couple of times.
Which is kind of an easy way out, where you'll insult me, like, radically, and I'll say, okay, that was a totally inappropriate insult. I'm going to go.
But isn't that like a real reason not to hire, like, you know, chicks who have problems? I'm not saying chicks.
Well, I mean,
I'm saying chicks who have problems.
Well, it's unfair. I mean, look, there might be guys at this.
A guy wouldn't cry over that situation.
Well, hold on a second now. If you were on the phone with the insurance company today and not dealing with a female representative, but dealing with a male representative, and he got a call that his mom was, dying in the hospital. He might come back to the phone crying, or his dad, or how about this?
Yeah, but I understand.
Or his dog just got hit by a car. He might come back to the line and be crying. So it's not necessarily a female thing.
Yeah, but those are situations where you should and could legitimately cry.
Okay.
But when your kid is just effed up in school, you can't get emotional and cry over that.
Well, but this chick...
You can later.
Right, but she was obviously trying to communicate to you that, you know, the father left and she's a single mom.
But I don't care about that. That's not my deal.
Believe me,
Every family has their own problems.
I understand that.
So don't pile on somebody else's family.
Well, you're a friendly guy, and she had this crisis at work, and she's on the phone with you, and you were really the person nearest to her, so she kind of wanted a little consolation. Yeah, there she is right
but
now.
But she should have known that she wasn't going to get it from me.
Well, if she listens to the show, she should have known that. But if it was just, you know, you being Mr. Nice Guy ordering insurance over the phone, cut her some slack. I mean, she's a single mom. You know, it's tough. Tim, if I may.
All right, gang. I don't know how people do this, but if I were starting a business, I wouldn't hire women who were emotional. I really wouldn't.
But all women are emotional.
That's not true. I don't think that's true.
I think it is true.
All right, well, let's ask the audience. Are all women emotional? Is it possible that there is a woman out there who is not emotional?
Sure.
Like, I don't think Gina is very emotional.
I think that's not true.
I don't think she is. I mean, she's never cried, really. She's done, like, fake crying on the air, which is pretty good. And gone over the top a couple of times. But never really legitimately cried. When's the last time you cried, baby?
She cries.
Seriously.
She cries.
The last time I really cried was probably, like, a month ago.
After the car accident? When remember you?
Oh, I never cried. I never freaked out. I was in shock.
Would you cry over a month ago?
And I don't know what happened. Something else. It was a bunch of little things. And I was really tired. Mm-hmm. And it finally came to a head. And I think I slept in my shoes in my winter coat. And I like cried on my bed all night.
See, here's the difference. And I'm glad that Gina said that.
I wish I didn't hear that story.
When there are...
I didn't think you're that type.
In a guy's life, when there are, quote, a bunch of little things... that are accumulating.
Right, he gets a drink and goes to sleep.
Right. When a chick has a bunch of little things accumulating, as the woman at the insurance company on the phone with you today had, Tim, that she releases the tension by crying, guys find other ways to do it.
Yeah, she wraps herself in her BCEG coat or whatever the hell that thing is.
BCBG.
BCBG.
Yeah, right. Right.
And so long.
When's the last time at work you walked past a cubicle, saw a male coworker with his head in his hands, and said, "Hey, Chuck, what's the matter?" And he said, it's just a bunch of little things. It doesn't happen. Now, you could walk past a cubicle here at CBS and see Gina Grad crying in a cubicle and say, "Gina, what's the matter?" And as a woman, if she says, "It's just a bunch of little things," you'd
totally legitimate.
Totally legitimate,
yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise you. That's just one of the many differences between dudes and chicks.
All right. Call us if there's a chick out there who's not emotional. We'd like to talk to you because, man, we've been looking for you for a while. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
In fact, Tim and I would both like to date you if you're...
No, I can't right now.
Oh, I can. If you're an unemotional, if we can find the unemotional chick in Southern California, I'd like to take you to dinner.
All right. That's 520-9710. Now, see, my wife, on the other hand, my wife is not that emotional. Occasionally she cries, but she doesn't cry over little things.
Right. Like you have to do something or something has to happen.
I got
to
be like a terrific a-hole or something has to blow up in her personal life with her family in order for her to get rocking.
Well, that's understandable when there's that. But didn't something happen once with the track where you went to the track and you told the story on the air. You came home and she was crying or she cried before you left?
No. She thought I hit an all-time low when I went to drop some stuff off at the Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she said, hey, can you take this box up to the Goodwill?
Right.
And I said, sure. So I go up to the Goodwill in Tarzana. Right. You all right?
No, I'm not.
I pass like three Goodwills on my way to a nice Goodwill because I know this guy will take anything. Right. He doesn't care.
Right.
So I go in there. He's got the racing form open. And I go, hey, who do you like today?
Whoa.
And he goes, I like the 5 horse in the 5th race.
Okay.
I said, you going out there? And he says, nah, I got no wheels. I said, well.
Was that the term he used?
Yeah. He goes, I ain't got no wheels.
Jesus Christ.
And I said, well, I got wheels. I said, how much you like the 5? He goes, I love the 5. I said, what are the odds? 10-1. I go, get in. Let's go. He goes, I can't. I got to keep the shop open. I said, when does the guy come back from lunch? He goes, 10 minutes. He's at Subway. So I got on the Subway. I go, hey, dude, hurry it up. We're going to the track. And so he goes back and hangs at the desk.
So you actually went to the Subway to accelerate the lunch break of the other guys?
Bingo.
Okay.
So I can get to the track.
All right.
So I go with this guy to the track, and we lose.
Right. Yeah, right. There are some parts of the story, Tim, you don't have to tell us.
Gather that, huh?
Yeah.
And then I come back, and I'm driving back from the track, and my wife says, where are you? She goes, you just went to the Goodwill. I said, yeah, but I went to the Goodwill, and the guy at the Goodwill gave me a tip. And she goes, what? I go, yeah, the guy gave me a she goes, the guy works at the Goodwill. What does he know about tips? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, take a tip from anybody.
Right.
So all of a sudden, the guy who works at the Goodwill, who's sitting in my car, I told him to, you know, keep it low.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I call home.
He's in the passenger seat.
His cell phone rings.
Oh, no.
And he picks up. He goes, hey, it's Roger. You know, whatever his name. And she goes, who's that? I go, that's the, what's the guy from the Goodwill? And she, like, started crying. She's like, yeah. Let me get this straight. I give you a box of stuff to take up to the Goodwill.
Her voice is quivering at this point.
And you end up going out to Santa Anita with the guy from the Goodwill instead of spending time with me and your daughter. The afternoon that you have off.
And you had to.
And I said, babe, I said, we're really close to a big. What I got. If you use a dial tone on cell phones.
Right.
But that's what I got.
Wow. And then when you got home, was she still emotional?
Yeah, it was a bigger deal than I thought.
I understand. Well, look, Tim, it is true that when hiring people, if I were a manager and I actually like was responsible for hiring and overseeing and supervising like a dozen people, you would have to, not that you'd ever admit it, you would have to look upon your female employees and weigh the idea of hiring a female against a male. You'd have to make some sort of calculation because women are far more likely in the office at work to have breakdowns.
They absolutely are. All right, if you are non-emotional, you have no emotions, you don't cry all the time, and you're a chick, love to hear from you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's as if the woman who is not emotional calls up, it will be the same experience in you seeing the Loch Ness Monster.
Right.
That's how rare they are.
It will be historic.
Yeah. It might be the Loch Ness Monster that calls.
Well, stand by.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM, about 12 minutes away from totally open phones, man.
Yeah, man.
Anything you want to talk about, you call us here.
Wide open, man.
All right. I was on the phone today with a chick, and she got emotional. It was a business call, and I've never had that happen. It was sort of freaked me out.
And the reason she became emotional was over her – she's a single mom and her son at school, and they called the police. He got into trouble. And
yeah, it's going to cost her some money, I guess.
How long, if I may, just before we get to the phones, on the phone did she cry to you? Like, was it a minute?
In 30 seconds.
Oh, you wrapped it up pretty quick.
Yeah, I tried to get out of there. Oh, boy. All right. Are there women out there who are not emotional? Wouldn't that be nice? Monica in Wilmington, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
yeah, my mom, it's totally weird. I'm all waterworks, and my mom is the most unemotional, unaffectionate person in the world, and so is my sister.
Wow, I'd like to meet those two.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet your sister.
Go ahead. She's free.
And how old are you?
23.
And how often do you cry?
How about I can think of something right now and it would make me tear up so bad. I would start crying right now.
Can you give it to us? What is the thing you have to think about?
I can... I'm there.
We need to get you a little more emotional.
What are you thinking about?
I can think of my sister right now and it would make me cry, or I can think about nothing and it would make me cry.
But now, can you think of the last 12 guys that left you?
That, yeah, I couldn't cry about that because that hasn't happened.
It will. All right, thanks, baby. There she goes. She can cry at the drop of a hat.
But notice it's not in that case. It's not necessarily genetic because the mom and the older sister are stones. You know, they're the rocks of Gibraltar where this one is, always breaking down.
This one is watch your waterworks.
Yeah, man.
Mike in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1. Mike.
Oh, boy.
He's there.
Caller, please turn your radio down. Caller, please turn your radio down.
What are you thinking about? I
think my... Susie hears us say Mike in about 20 seconds.
We'll get him.
We're on a minute delay. He'll pop in. Watch.
Should we give him the silent treatment?
It ain't going to get one more listener. Here comes. There he goes. Krista in Pasadena, yeah, 97.1.
I think he got became afraid. I think he got cold feet and he just bailed. Yeah. Hi, Krista.
Hi.
Hey, you're rarely emotional?
I would say yes.
Fantastic. How do you do it? Tell the rest of the women.
Well, you know what? I am a litigator, so it's just not appropriate. And you just, if you need to get emotional, you go to a private area, you get a little emotional, and then you return to your workplace.
Good for you.
So you do that, Krista. You have at the courthouse.
I do.
At the courthouse.
No. Not in that situation. It's, most often in a situation where, you've been working long hours, have not had sleep, and, you're there at 10 o'clock at night. And
see, now that's the second time, and it's kind of like what Gina said. That's a very interesting distinction. When women don't have a lot of sleep, when they've been working a lot of hours, they tend to cry. It never happens with guys. You could put a guy on a 36-hour shift. He's not going to cry 30 hours in.
But you know what? I think he might express it in a different way.
Yeah, but why? But that's not okay for him to express it in that way. Let me give you an example, Krista. Let me give you an example.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
When a woman is at her wit's end, and she will cry, right?
Yes.
Or some, you know, a lot of times women will choose to be emotional. Not choose, but they just become naturally emotional. Where a guy is at his wit's end, he wants to punch somebody in the face.
Of course, because I think we're, you know, from early age, a boy is taught that, you know, tears are completely inappropriate and they get absolutely no positive feedback for that. Whereas a little girl who cries is going to get picked up and comforted
yes,
by mom and dad.
Exactly.
And
but
taught,
listen,
it's really
but since,
okay. You're
but,
supposed
but Krista,
to be
Krista, Krista, baby, please.
Sorry.
No, I understand. I understand. I know you're a litigator and you talk for a living. But if it's totally acceptable for a woman at her wit's end to do what she thinks is natural, why isn't it okay for men to strike out if they think that's natural?
Well, because, you know, you're never supposed to put your hands on somebody. You know, you could get hauled off to jail for that.
Right. See, the
so,
man,
you know.
But what if they made it that? What if they made crying illegal?
I think we'd be in trouble then.
Yeah, I think we would.
Obviously, the male form of release.
But that's why jails are filled with men and not women.
Well, right, because when a guy snaps,
yeah, he punches somebody in the face.
He puts somebody through a wall.
Right. When a woman snaps, she cries.
She crawls up on the couch and you know cries for 2 hours.
Yeah. The rules are biased and very anti-male in this country. We should go back to the Wild Wild West where a guy snaps, punches another guy in the face, and he can get away with it.
Well, how about this?
He doesn't get sued.
How about this? Next time at work, you know, they put you on a long shift. You could say to Jack Silver, the program director, "Let's have a duel.
Yeah, let's go
down to Wilshire Boulevard and let's solve. You take here's your gun, here's my gun. Let's have a duel."
Wow. All right. I don't think you're going a little too far there. But
because you're a puss.
But you should be able to punch somebody in the face every once in a while.
I'm sorry, Jack. What'd you call me?
Because you're a puss.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's nice.
Because without the voice characterizations, you're just another jock.
Oh.
That was nice.
Well, thank God he's the only guy who's ever taken a shot at you at this station.
Yeah. I have nice memories of that day.
All right. This guy might be at his wit's end here. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Moments away from open phones.
Could you take me out Brian Whitman style?
Oh, I certainly can, Jack. Here you go.
Tom Likas.
1-800-5800-TOM.